Good Arizona Saturday morning to you. You're tuned into Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning Arizona tradition for 28 years. Relatively quiet day on the phones. If you'd have a question, it's 1-888-767-4348, except during our grill bot contest. That kind of blew it up, but we've got those lines cleared. Congratulations to Maggie of Mesa, longtime listener, won that contest this week. You can jump on at 1-888-767-4348. I also mentioned a couple of the ways to communicate. Text 411-923 as the Gardener's Touch is the name of the company. The gentleman's name is Dave Jernigan. He's obviously listening this morning. He texted in. In that last segment, I was mentioning products for a product called a Wizzy Wash. It looks like just something, you know, you've all seen the fertilizer that you screw on the end of the hose. It looks similar to that, but it's got a cylinder you put these tablets in, and you can spray it onto your artificial turf where animals have done what animals do, and it'll kill that odor. Well, he said that the BioFeed Soil Plus product will take the smell out of artificial turf or on pavers. Now, the WYSIWYG is $195 retail plus tax. You can save on shipping by going into Easy Turf in Peoria and picking it up. They sell it there. Refillable tablets are $55. That's for 9 tablets. That should last you about a year. The BioFeed product is pretty neat. I want to invest in one. It's just I've got some other things on. I've spent the last 5 years investing on the outside of our house. It's kind of got to shift to the inside on some things that have been a little neglected. So that's on my list when I get back outside. But it's a really neat invention. It's local to Arizona. BioFeed's a company based out of Glendale or Peoria. I think he's in Glendale, but it's right on that border. And it's a fertilizer. It's liquid application that ties into your sprinkler system. So you never have to get out there and worry about watering in your granulars or remembering to do it. And you hear a lot of times, if we could fertilize less but more often, that's better than large fertilizing applications several times a year. Well, this fertilizer, it's a pin that gets pierced into your water source after your in your irrigation line, but after your backflow preventer, so you don't have to worry about this fertilizer ever getting into your home. And every time water passes through, it just siphons a little bit of this liquid fertilizer, and you know, the only thing you have to remember to do is refill the stainless steel tank that has all your liquid applications. But I'm going to tell you, that's going to be more expensive than a WYSIWYG if you're doing it for combating animal urine odor in your artificial turf. But there's also numerous applications. You can use that fertilizer application for your entire yard. So there's some, it just depends on what your goals are, what you're trying to invest, how much you have to invest. And so it's BioFeed or the WYSIWYG. So there's a couple options. We created, as we do, an article in our do-it-yourself Q&A. When you go to rosieonthehouse.com, you'll see DIY Q&A. You click on that. You select artificial turf. Let's do this in real time. I don't remember what I titled the article yesterday when we made this, but there's a subcategory, and if you click on pet turf, you'll see, and then you can click expand all, how to clean artificial grass to get rid of dog urine smells, the question. So it's got links to the WYSIWYG cleaner. It's got a diagram there of the type of artificial turf you want to invest in if you're going for pets, and I'll get that BioFeed added. And if BioFeed doesn't work, it's Dave Jernigan's fault from the Gardener's Touch. Call him and harass him, not me. So there's a text that came in. You can email rosieonthehouse.com, but something I forgot in all the ways to communicate and all the ways to listen to Rosie on the House. I'd mentioned all of our 6 radio affiliates on terrestrial radio. There's streaming applications, and there's phone applications. And on many of those phone applications, there's a contact the program there. And Garrett Lewis, the program and on-air host, morning host of KNST, our Tucson affiliate, thanks for being up and forwarding this to us in real time, Garrett. I know you're up early Monday through Friday for the morning time slot. It's Saturday mornings. Probably your sleeping time, but you have kids now, so you know that's not a reality. He's up, and he's checking his email, and thanks for forwarding this in real time. Karen and Steve in Tucson, write in. And I'm not going to mention the name of this product, Karen and Steve, just because I don't know this product in particular, but I understand what they're trying to sell, and I'm going to tell you, it is an absolute waste of money. This paint goes on the ceiling inside the house, and it's supposed to provide energy savings. It's similar to a coating that goes on top of a flat roof. We have no attic, so we're thinking maybe this is a good idea. Can you help? It's at 1,870 square foot home. And the quote for this is $5,400. $5,400? Do you know how many electric bills it would take to get to $5,400? Let's say we use, let me get my calculator here, we use a ratio of about 100 square feet. So every 100 square feet of home you have should be about 10 bucks a month on average to cool. So on an 1,800 square foot home, your bill should be about 180 bucks on average. So I'm going to divide 180 into 5,400, the quote you got for this. That's 30. That's 30 months. Now, that's only the overall cost of your electric bill. That's not the energy savings. Let's say this saves you 2%, okay? And I'm not going to debate whether it works or not. I can get into that topic. I don't think it works. And I can explain that at a different time. But let's just give it the benefit of the doubt. And let's say you save 2% of your $180 bill. So we take 180 times 0.02. That's $3.60. Now, divide $3.60 into 5,400, the price that they quoted you to install that paint. That's 1,500. It's going to take you 1,500 utility bills to get your return on investment for that product. Take 1,500 and divide it by 12. Oops, not 24, 12. That's how many utility bills we pay in a year. Yeah, thanks, Mike, filling me in here. My mouse clicker on my calculator, I'm hitting something wrong. So 1,500 divided by 12. 125 years is your payback on that product. Oh, goodness. Now, in Tucson, there is a new product we are previewing. And we don't often tell people to consider a product before it's been time tested, and this one hasn't in Arizona for very long, but it's a Spanish product out of Spain, and it's been there for about 15 years. Now, if you look at the latitude, we're a lot lower, a lot closer to the equator than Spain, but the product is a cork base. And when you look at where cork comes from on the longitude and latitude, it's a lot closer to the equator than Spain. So it's made of a material that's relatively close. So the UV is going to be relatively the same. And it's applied like you would do a drywall hopper. You got this big bin, and you dump your product in it, and you spray it out the gun, and it goes on the wall. And this is a cork base application. And I don't remember the exact specs. The company that tried to get it going in Arizona had a hard time. You know, next Saturday, our topic is starting your own construction or your own trade company. It's a commitment. It's an investment. And just getting started doesn't mean you're going to have a customer on day one. So you've got to have several months built into your business plan to be able to withstand that drought time. And what everyone finds out when they start is they think just because you're a friend or a family that you should do the work for them for free. And I'm completely the opposite. If they are your friend, if they are your family, don't you want to see them succeed? You should be paying them maybe a little bit more to help them get started. And so they can succeed. And so they are there for you in the future. Don't beat them up for something free. You know, how'd they like it if they came to your office and beat you up for your services for free. You know, you don't go to work for free. Someone doesn't come to your house to put an air conditioner for free. They're making a living, and they're providing something for you. Basic economics. I never have gotten that of, yeah, you're my buddy. You should give me a discount. No. He's your buddy. Pay him extra. At least you know who the money's going to and not some stranger. You're going to pay a stranger full rate and not argue and beat your friend up for cheaper? Just, I don't get it. But I'm digressing. For you, Karen and Steve, in Tucson, I would type in cork. It's not paint. Cork coatings. Just let's do that in real time here. Cork coatings. The Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, to my knowledge, is the oldest building in Arizona that has had this applied. And cork never gets above, I think it's like, I'll look these numbers up on the breaker. Maybe my research team can behind the glass can look it up. Cork never gets above a certain temperature and never gets below a certain temperature. And so going on the outside of your home, protecting the interior from heating up would be a much better investment than putting a paint on the interior of your home that's supposed to reflect it. By the time heat gets to the paint of your ceiling inside, it's gone through all these other insulation barriers. There's not a whole lot a paint could or would do to reversing, pushing it back out. And there's a lot of argument that that can actually deteriorate your building materials. So the heat's come all the way through. Now it's getting reflected all the way back out. So your roof structure, which whatever your waterproofing membrane on top, is subject to twice as much heat because it's now reflecting back out. And it can tear down the life of your roof. There's some arguments. I don't know that there's really any exact science, but there's some concepts out there. So the best thing you can do is just put an additional coating on top of your roof. And whether that's building up with foam and doing a foam roof application, then maybe spraying the cork on top after that, that's outsolation. That's much better than insulation. Get the problem outside where it starts as opposed to inside. Thanks for writing in. When we come back, we have Sharon and Ken on the line and room for you at 1-888-767-4348.